Thank you very much. Sarah's speech was so excellent and so funny that I don't need to, she told many funny stories, so I don't need to start my speech with the jokes. Anyway, I won't start with the jokes because by mistake, a lot of people got the impression that my parents were socialist, and that was a misunderstanding. And also the teen years really slowed down my speech. So I'll just start with, my name is Stephanie Weiner, and I'm one of the 23 that has taken the fifth in this grand jury and been subpoenaed. Just to quickly say, Sarah is so excellent, but to, as some one of the Palestinians put it, I wouldn't wish to be put in this boat, but I couldn't have thought of a better group to be with. And I just want to say one more time what incredible respect I have. I guess in that the FBI did get it right, because the 23 have just enormous courage of their convictions and are such bold and strong leaders in their own right. So it's just really an honor to work with them. I'm also one of the seven houses that was raided. And there was one office. By the way, I want to mention, those are the statistics a lot of people know, but you might not understand that on that same day also, there were many visits. The raids happen in Minnesota and Chicago, as you've heard about. But on that very same day, there was visits to Milwaukee. There was visits to the Bay Area. There was visits in the next days in Arizona, in North Carolina. So this, you know, the tale is a bigger tale than some of the original statistics people heard. Anyway, I'm one of the houses that was raided, so that's the 7 o'clock in the morning, September 24th story. Most people here have already heard the statistics. Since Hatem's not here, I'll just quickly say our statistics were over 25 FBI agents in our home throughout the day, probably over 30. They came at 7 in the morning, but ours was maybe that same symbolic 10 and a half hour ordeal that she mentioned, in the sense that it was over 10 hours that they were in our home. And by the end of the day, it was over 30 large, we're not talking little file boxes, large Home Depot boxes filled of our possessions. Again, since Hatem's not here and many people have mentioned it, I'll say kind of some of the flashy statistics of the 30 boxes. Hundreds and hundreds of pounds of items from our home were collected and seized. A lot of people know that they went up into our attic. And just to explain, there's no stairs to the attic. So there's no electricity in the attic. So you're talking about agent after agent, like little ants, going shimmying up a ladder through this wooden square and sending down things to be seized. So just, you know, I guess people have already heard it, but just to be clear, that means I am of a certain age. So to understand, that means every phone book that I've kept from the millennium, from the 90s, from the 80s, from the 70s, every calendar that we have kept, every business card of any kind that they could find in any part of our house was taken. A lot of people have heard about the art was taken off the walls. Refrigerator magnets were taken as evidence. and they went through the rooms of our children for hours and hours. But you know, to explain it again, we're talking five agents in a room with latex gloves, taking my teenage son's t-shirt drawer and putting it in two piles. Those that were not controversial and those that they needed to call a commander in and make a ruling on. You know, again, I guess I could make people kind of laugh in the idea our children's poetry books that were taken and seized. But it's actually all, as you can hear from these speakers, quite serious. Anyway, it is serious, but luckily my job for tonight was to tell you about the optimism of the story, which is from the very first hours, as many of you know who came to our house and to Hatem's house, we decided to stand and fight for justice and speak the truth to that experience. And so by the time the agents were leaving, Fox News was photographing it. And many of you great people today were there the next day. To fast forward 8 months, I won't do the statistics because they're mostly on the website stopfbi.net. So what I really want to do is speak about the newest events that have happened most recently. One of the first things that has happened, which is as strange as all the other tales in this story, is one of the houses that was raided in Minnesota just recently, in going through their cleaning up some of their files, found an actual FBI folder that was left behind during the raids. Actually, I can understand how that happened because things are quite abundant where apparently all political archivists around here. So anyway, but they just found these documents and they're on the stopfbi.net website and they're quite incredible. But just to go through quickly, some of the lessons that can be learned is one, they specifically speak about legal activity, as Michael spoke about. One, some of it is about speaking tours of speakers that from Colombia that got visas, that went around and spoke about journalists and spoke around their different things. So, for example, this woman, Lilia Obanda, and a lot of it, as people have spoken about, is international delegations. The second thing is, they had questions that they were going to informally ask as they, you know, wore the latex gloves in our bedrooms. And the questions really ring for most people, like McCarthy era, spirit of the 1950s Red Scare. Of the questions, for example, Freedom Road Socialist Organization, which is a legal and public organization with website only a button away, and yet the FBI had 57 questions, really like a Clooney movie. Who do you know? When did you see them? How long was the meeting? You know, every kind of question to understand and try and gather these kinds of associations and webs of information. And the third thing that we learned from these documents is actually the chilling plans for the armed raid. We can make you laugh right now, but to understand these, in their situation, doors were broken down. They had machine guns, they had extra clips, they had ambulances at the ready for blood and injuries. It says on the announcement, these are dangerous people. And yet these are people that we all know to be in the service of their communities. Anyway, we turned it around like a lot of things. So actually for us, this was very validating of the things that we've said from those very first moments. Similarly, something new has happened in the recent past in that another house has been raided. A Chicano activist in LA named Carlos Montes. It's very much related to the case and it very much similar in the sense that a pretext is used. In this situation, it was one charge dealing with a firearm code, and yet all of his documents for decades and decades and decades of activism in East LA in the service of Chicano movement, a famous Brown Beret leader and an immigrant rights leader, was taken by the pound and box. The last thing, just quickly, is from a Chicago story, which is recently there was a situation where Hatem went to get ATM and found his bank was closed. It's a little trickier to analyze how did that come to be, so I'll leave it for now to say, at first we thought it was FBI and then the Treasury, And right now it looks like it really was a TCF, you know, president who's a zealot, you know, who's kind of buying into the Arab scare and the terrorism scare and just literally closed the account, wrote a check, and essentially said to this Arab man, we don't want your money here. By the way, how would he know that the money is there? It very much was connected to the case. So that's a little trickier to analyze. But it might not sound like I'm the optimist speaker, but I just want to end with, this pledge that we're all signing to be ready. Ready now, organized now, has over 3,000 signatures and is going around while we're all speaking right now. So we really, really need people to pass it around to sign up. There's over 270 organizations that have sent letters. There's over 400 faculty letters. Someone's going to speak to you. We're up to 9, 10, 11 congressional letters. Schakowsky herself is on the Intelligence Committee and wrote a letter on our behalf. There's over 10,000 contacts, local committees, speaking tours, art, fundraising. In conclusion, I am an optimist. This is a historical moment, and for many of us in this room, as well as the 23 and the people on this panel, it's an honor to be united with all of you. Megaphones up.